The last 3 days, what you mentioned, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, were just three from the many. Well, I do attend on demonstrations mostly since 2012. So it's something like a series of demonstrations. And I can answer the question in general and specifically for this week. And I know that your listeners are familiar with the situation or what is going on in Hungary. I'm sure that they know that there is a two-third majority for our government party, Fidesz. And the problem is not that. The problem with the two-third majority is that they think they have a false idea. The government and the political party also has a false idea of they're entitled to vote or decide anything they want because they have this majority. They're practically misusing their power. The reason why they do this is, I think, because they have no competition, so they don't feel the urge, they don't need to consult, since they have a majority. So they spent a few years in power with this, in this situation, and they started to leave the civil sector out of every decision-making process. So we feel, I mean, Hungarian people feel that the government decide about our lives without asking our opinions. So we started to demonstrate to let our voice be heard, because we are against many, many decisions. Some protests were successful, such as the internet taxation, which is not true 100%, because what the prime minister said after the demonstrations was not that, okay, we can see clearly that this is not a good thing to do, so we withdraw the whole idea. He just postponed it, which is a huge difference in my view. So he just put the problem into the refrigerator and he will take it out in January or in February, as he promised. So I think we cannot sit back if our government say, or the prime minister of Hungary says that, okay, we withdraw what we said earlier. And the reason specifically for this week is that next year's budget is in the parliament at the moment and they were discussing it on Monday and on Tuesday, and there were many things in the budget which are, well, let's say, problematic. For example, you probably heard about that our pension funds were, let's say, privatized by the government. We had to choose between being a government pensioner or keep our private pension fund. And only a few people chose the latter. So let's say they're still having their own pension money, but now the government is planning to collect these kind of savings also, although they promised that we will have retirement, I mean, pension, but the money has been already spent. It's clear that this is just something like, you know, borrowing money and not willing to pay it back. There are serious cuts on the budget of foundation schools, so practically they will run out of money next year. On social aid also, and they promised, for example, salary raise for teachers, which was part of the government's profession model plan for teachers, but they will have no raise at all next year, although it was promised. But, for example, they will spend a huge amount of money, such as 44 billion forints for an Olympic center. Although Hungary is not in the race as a host for Olympic Games yet, so that's an interesting thing that we will build an Olympic center. Or building new stadiums, they will spend 18.5 billion forints for new stadiums. So these kind of things are unacceptable in our view. But right now, I mean, not just me, but my friends, my acquaintances think that at the moment, this is the only way we can express our feelings or our disagreement against the government. So every other day we go to the streets and tell them that this cannot go on like this anymore.
If we take the protests against the so-called internet tax, there were about 100,000 people on the streets in Budapest protesting against it. If you take the numbers of the last 3 days, it was less number than this.
Yes.
What would you think? Why were there less people in those three protest days than in the weeks before?
I think there are many reasons. I was there also. I saw many young people, like, I mean, let's say kids, 16, 17, 18-year-old kids on the streets. And on Tuesday or on Sunday, I saw mostly persons in their 20s, 30s, and middle-aged persons. I don't know the reason why there were less people, but this internet tax was a really, really sensitive thing. So that's why it turned so many people's attention. I think we have many protests now, so maybe too much. And people cannot afford, let's say, in terms of their time, they cannot afford to attend on each and every demonstration. So maybe that's the reason why they were less.
There is a huge skepticism of the normal Hungarian citizens against politicians and decision fellers. You introduced yourself as a normal Hungarian, in a way, just taking care of your society and your country. What would you say? What is this group of people protesting on the streets when there are so many different protests? And last days, there were unions and whatever associations on the streets with different kind of protests. How would you describe this non-parliamentary opposition?
You saw it right. 100%, absolutely. And many of my friends also said that, you know, there were elections this year in the spring, in the autumn, the parliamentarian election and for the EU parliament and also for the local government. Why people didn't show up, didn't bother to show up and to vote? They could voice their opinion at the polling stations. And you have to see that the biggest problem was, for example, this year's election, is that only 60% of the voting population showed up. It's not a bad number, in my view. This is really good. We are a young democracy. But 34% of the whole voting populity voted for Fidesz, which is only 22% of the whole Hungarian voters. So this is not two-thirds majority. It shows that people who were not satisfied with the present government didn't show up and vote. And the reason why they didn't do that, because there were no alternatives. They're absolutely disappointed by all politicians, not just Fidesz or whatever, all Hungarian politicians. But now, in my view, they are waking up. They are starting to see that this cannot go on anymore. But the problem is that we have no alternatives at the moment. So I think these demonstrations are some like an opposition, you're right. People on the streets are like opposition. We are just not too well organized yet, but we are absolutely dedicated for change, which is really important. And people are starting to realize that this is about us. This is not about politicians. It's not an independent body or institution called parliament. They are representing us. So they are paid employees. So we have the right to tell them what to do. But we are not too well organized yet.
There was something happening the last days which were new to me, that the protest was not only taking place in Budapest, it was an Hungarian-wide protest.
Yes, and not just in Hungary, I'm sorry to interrupt, but in other cities, other capital cities in Europe, such as London. You know, a lot of people left Hungary in the last 2 or 3 years, and many immigrated to London. They started to work there and live there, but they also keep one eye on Hungary, and they also joined to this chain of protests. So we are really grateful for that.
What would you say? How is this network or connection between the protest groups or the protests outside Budapest and internationally going on? How is it working?
I think it is working mostly electronically, I mean, through social media sites. Mostly through Facebook. And people are organizing themselves. I mean, smaller groups, they exchange information. I can speak for myself or as we do with our friends. We are always meeting. We are exchanging information through Facebook, where to meet, when to meet. We look after each other. So I think that's how they also do it. I think they know about the protest mainly through Facebook or Tumblr.
I know that there's not so much, but maybe from your Budapest view on the things, you can tell us a bit more. How was or is the reaction on this protests? Maybe the last? What is the government? How are they reacting on it? And how is maybe the report in the public media about the protests?
Well, that's an interesting thing, because mostly the M1 channel, they're not reporting about it at all. Mostly electronic media sites are reporting, and there is always an online stream, so everybody can follow the demonstration on the internet. But I think our voice is also heard abroad. I saw articles and reports about our demonstrations on American sites and also on European sites like BBC. So I think the world is watching us now, and that's why it is also important to keep on protesting, because we want not just Europe, but all around the world. I mean, we want them to know that we are not the government on the government side, and although our government is always speak in the name of the entire nation, the country, but we don't agree with them. So it's important for everybody to know that the two-third majority is not true. That's a lie. That's an absolute lie.
And are there any reactions from the governmental side on the last protests?
I read only one, and it was from Gulyás Gergely, who said that he's a representative, who said that there were more articles about the Sunday protest than attendance. Which is, of course, not true. So they're trying to minimize the whole situation and also the problem, as if we didn't exist or something. Okay. They're not reacting at all.
What do you maybe individually plan? What are the next steps, the future steps?
That's just one way to go out to the streets. We also have to find out what we want, I mean, instead of what we have now, and how we want to make it happen. So on one hand, I'm also disappointed. And clearly at the moment, I don't know what's next. I mean, I don't know if somebody would call elections for tomorrow. I wouldn't know who to vote at the moment. But I really hope that the opposition will come to their senses and step up for not just for themselves, but for us also. But at the moment, we have to open people's eyes. And the only way at the moment for that is to keep on protesting. We will have a huge one on the 2nd of January. So this is our next event. This is for the near future. And for the far future, I have no idea. But I hope we will have very soon.